I want to explore briefly in the time that we have one of the sugyas of Lag BaOmer, because Lag BaOmer, the minig in many different yeshivas in many kilas of a variety of flavors and stripes, is the Lag BaOmer is a time when you spend a little more time outside of the kaslei beis hamedrash than a typical day. Lag BaOmer is a day when you spend a little more time getting out into nature, into Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, than on a typical day in the zman. I want to spend a few minutes exploring that. The Hashkafa, probably one of the most, in the world of practical Hashkafa Lamasa, probably one of the most significant sugyas in Hashkafa Lamasa is how a Jew views the mundane parts of life. Not the mitzvahs, not the avers, but the vast majority of what fills our day, the vast majority, I should say, what fills many people's days, for many of the days of their lives, are neutral activities, not overtly a mitzvah, and hopefully not an aveira either. And how does a Jew think about that? And how does a Jew structure that? How do I understand it? And how do I do it right? And that's exactly what we're up to. We've been spending the last number of days in the fourth parak of the Rambam's Shemona Prakim, which is the climax of his conversation about Midos Tovos. Parak Hey, in case you don't have it handy, here are a few copies. Feel free to pass the people who need. Feel free to pass the people who need. Pshim Bayachai also got into nature. And the Gemara indicates in Masach HaShabbos, Pshim Bayachai was thinking, considered different models for how to relate to the mundane parts of life. So you're right, it is a Lag BaOmer Sugya in many senses. The Rambam writes, we'll begin the Sugya today. We'll be mindful of time. We'll continue with some going forward. And I should mention, in terms of going forward, tomorrow, Blue Netter, we will wrap up the sugya that we left off with yesterday. Tomorrow, Mitzvah, we'll wrap up the sugya of the nature of Dinim Drabbanan and of Demayin Behemtan Shal Tzadikim. The Rambam opens the fifth paragraph. Ui la adam lahavid kochos nafsho kulam lafi hadas. Item number one, itself, a world of ideas, it's appropriate, a person ought to put all of his talents and drives and resources and capacities at the behest of his das. We spent a lot of time last week, in the Lomdisha sense, thinking about the sugya of das, of decision-making power. Rambam says, that's how a Jew ought to live. A Jew ought to live with das. Rambam writes very beautifully at the end of Sefer Tahara, at the end of Hilchos Mikvos, and he has the Agarata that closes that Sefer. He talks about Tevila b'mei hadas, but immersing oneself in the water. Literally, you immerse yourself in the water of a mikvah. But he says, ba'agada, you immerse yourself in the water of das, of focused thought, to actually think about life, and to make decisions, to be a person who lives proactively, and is doing things in a deliberate fashion. Doesn't mean that you're slow. Doesn't mean that you pause a lot. But it means you're not just doing whatever. The way you act is a result of actually thinking. I'm seeking to be in control of my life. Instead of just doing whatever, I'm actually making decisions. What do I want to do? How do I want to do? And lahavi kochos nafsho, for all the aspects of me, my physical kochos, my mental kochos, my emotional kochos, should all be lefi hadas. I should be actively making decisions, living proactively. Kifi Shehikdana, Rav Volbe is famous for his Ali Shur, two thick volumes, a manual into how to enter into the world of, first volume is how to enter the world of being a Ben Yeshiva, the second volume is how to enter the world of being a Baal Musar, specifically, I think, it's a Kalamar Musar. He's famous for those two big, fat, blue svarim, Ali Shur. They're very skinny, a couple of skinny blue svarim that fly under the radar from Rav Volbe, one of which is Pirkei Kinyan Hadas. It's a very small, thoughtful kuntras about this, how to live more thoughtfully. He says, Kifi Sheikdama Parakash Alefneze. One of the ways in which that plays out, living with Das, is what we were talking about in the previous parak, is to actually take control of my mitos, to think instead of just I am who I am, and this is my person, this is how I handle things, to think about what are my mitos, where are they now, where do I want them to be, and to make decisions about how I'm going to gradually grow and shape and improve my midos. But there's more than that. It's not only a question of my midos being lefi adas. He says, bechlal, all the different potentials and resources and parts of my life, lasim l'nega, even the things that aren't overtly mitzvahs, lasim nega de'enav tachas achas, to ultimately focus the entirety of my being towards hasagas Hashem yisbar v'yisramar. Lefi yicholos adam, to understand and be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu more and more to the extent that I can. Yedi asav, pu'ulosav kula, it's not just a question where my brain is. My actions, tunuosav, menuchosav, chol diburav, what I say, what I do, how I'm at rest, menuchosav, mevim el zosatachas. The goal is that ultimately to develop myself to the point where everything that I do, my entire day, my entire being, is pointed towards this tachas. Before we go any further, it's worth knowing that the bottom of page Resh Mem Gimel, you'll see underlined, after he's going to develop this, it's going to take us more than one day to see his development of this, very beautifully, different aspects of unpacking what this means, Lamaisa. He says, just understand, Zosa Madrega, the Bar Reish Mem Gimel, Madrega El Yona Ma'od Vekasha Velo Yasigua Ela Ma'at V'achrei Hergel Gadol Ma'od. Don't read the first paragraph and say, this is, I'm a, such a failure. Here I am. My life isn't totally aligned with the Sagas Hashem. He says, this is a long term goal. This is a peak that we're striving for. Yeah, most people aren't going to make it to the peak. But if I'm striving for that peak, over the course of months and years and decades, I can make a lot of progress towards that peak. So it can sound daunting. You're not expecting to be 100%, certainly not in the short term. But where, in what direction am I trying to grow? In what direction am I trying to grow? So he says, he says, Mishalze, one example. One example, because he's going to overall have two examples. Or two categories of examples. The second one that we'll get to a different day, on page Resh Mem Beis, Resh Mem Gimel, he talks about the life of the mind. Different ideas that I can study, different experiences that I can have, that aren't directly mitzvahs, can they fit into my avos Hashem? A very nuanced approach to what might fly under the name of Torah Mada. So Rama's going to actually unpack it. What yes, what not, why, how. That's category two. Here he starts with category one, which is not the life of the mind, but the life of the body. Activities. Shiyasim akava achilaso, shtiyaso, bilaso, shinaso, yikitsaso. Eating, drinking, intimacy, sleeping, waking up. When am I active? When am I at rest? He says, step one is it would be valuable if I think about my lifestyle and think about living in a way that creates a more healthy body. And he goes on to say, so I'm going to make different decisions if I'm seeking to build a healthy body. So I make different decisions on what I eat and what I drink and so on and so forth. And if it's all just about pleasure, so I'm going to make very different lifestyle decisions. And he goes on to say, it's not just about having a physically healthy body, it's absolutely also about being an emotionally healthy and relaxed person. He says, it's going to be important. Pleasure is important in part because to put myself into a good mood. There's value, as he goes on to say, Shemiya Shirim, Amin and Aginos, listen to music, Teal Baganos, Vinyanim Noam, spending time in beautiful gardens and beautiful architecture. Not sure if we can see how much architecture we'll see in Van Cortlandt, but the Ganos we will. Yeshiva and Tsuros knows, things, Yasir Dagas Hamar Sharimanim, to put myself into a happier, healthier frame of mind. But he goes on to say the following, and with this Nakuda we close. For now. On the one hand, on the other hand. On the one hand, he says, if I realize that part of my avos Hashem is to organize my lifestyle around a long-term goal of health, so it's going to be important to have a sense of what a healthy lifestyle looks like, which is why if you open up Hilchos Deos, you'll see Prakim Aleph and Beis about Midos, the previous four Prakim, Shemona Prakim. Paragimel is about the topic he's talking about now, elevating the mundane physical parts of my life, B'chal Drechecha Deyu. And the next parag, Parag Dalet, is about, he lays out what a healthy lifestyle, the Rambam, the doctor, and the Baal Gemara, Baal Shas, lays out what does a healthy lifestyle look like. Because that's part of, Parag Dalet is part of Paragimel. Then he goes on to say, make the following point, both here and in Paragimel, in the middle paragraph with which we close, Eshishti Hanagasa Kula Fi Hamoil. It could be that a person is thinking about in a balanced, calm, relaxed way about the living a healthy lifestyle, but he might still miss the mark. Yasim Tachliso Brios Gufu Shmiros Merchalayim Bilvad. He just wants to be healthy. There are across the United States of America many millions of people interested in living a healthier lifestyle, and many millions of people even succeed in living a healthier lifestyle. And what's the goal of that excitement? What's the goal? See, so if it's just, I want to be healthy, and that's the end of it, then you're missing the point. But if your perspective is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a tool called my body that can be used by Avos Hashem in so many ways, I'm going to take good care of this body so that I can use it for all the goals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind for me, that's when you're truly using putting the mundane aspects of life at the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we will continue this sugya lamaisa momentarily. We will continue this sugya in learning in Mirtz Hashem going forward.